Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
A couple big things going on with $1,000 Tag Team Trivia this week. Every day, we're going to be calling five names instead of three to play $1,000 Tag Team Trivia.
Oh.
Yeah, so we upped it by two names.
Yeah.
And then this Thursday, if you play Tag Team Trivia, not only can you win the $1,000, but you can also win a trip to see Katy Perry in Denver.
Oh, Denver. How does that work?
Well, you're going to get a bonus question. Mm-hmm. One bonus question.
You get it right,
you win the trip to see Katy Perry in Denver. You get it wrong, and we're just going to open up those phone lines to anyone who knows it.
Wow.
Okay.
So make sure you're listening this Thursday, 7:20, to see if your name is called to play $1,000 Tag Team Trivia. And listen today, because we're also going to play in about 40 minutes.
And for that trip to see Katy in Denver, thank you to Southwest Airlines and Capitol Records.
Yeah.
Now, on the bonus question, do they still have the opportunity, the chance to tag, or is it strictly on them?
It's still $1,000 Tag Team Trivia.
So okay, saying, can they use our help? Yeah. I would think
so. They're still playing with us.
So if we get it wrong, we could cost that person.
What if that's the one question you finally get to answer, Al?
Oh, that's the one. And it's Thursday.
Tag you in.
And it's Thursday. That's normally my day. I'm normally the fourth one picked.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't get nervous, Al.
The pressure.
We did it on Thursday for a reason.
Nobody should feel worse than JC. He's the only one that's had a $500 day.
Yeah, right.
But I feel partially responsible, too, because I was on board with you. I would have guessed the same thing.
Tiger.
It could have been anybody.
Could have been anybody.
It could have been anyone except for me.
One Al would have gotten right.
Now, if they would have done a question about... I mean, that would have been all about it
You know how many squirrels I see that I want to buy for you? Little squirrel ornaments, squirrel figurines. But I stop myself every time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where are you going to put them?
I want a real squirrel.
They're everywhere.
I want a real squirrel.
Well, you can get one.
I can't.
Why not?
I just can't. They're tough to catch, Al. They're little squirrely guys.
Can you buy them at the pet
store?
Dogs catch
them all the time.
I don't want that kind of catching.
Cars catch them.
Those animals are meant to be wild. They're free spirits. Yeah. The guy that I know, captive.
The guy that I know that has one has a little squirrel leash on it.
I know. So that's what I want.
My Aunt Lacey had a flying squirrel in her house.
You got to find them when they're babies.
There was a squirrel on my college campus that had its own Facebook page. It had three legs, and it was a weird color, like a weird reddish, more red than most. And so it had its own Facebook page. And it one day came out of around the library and humped my foot. I had the squirrel on my foot. It was so social and so friendly and had three legs, and I think it had gotten so close to humans because they would feed it that you would see the three-legged squirrel everywhere.
How did you not tell me about this three-legged squirrel?
It has its own Facebook page still, I think. I'll find it for you. It was, famous on my college campus. But I'd see it outside the dorms hooking up with other squirrel chicks.
And I knew
that it was the same squirrel because of his coloring. He just, made the rounds around. I mean, he was the star. Squirrel.
Your Aunt Lacey, I'm sorry, I can't get this off my brain.
I told this before.
A flying squirrel in the house.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She was very eccentric. She had a Marmaduke dog and all these big dogs, and she had a flying squirrel in the house.
How cool is that, Al?
Yes.
It's pretty cool. Our country, one or the other.
No, she was very well off. She was eccentric.
I don't mean you're not country.
No, she wasn't country. She was eccentric. There's a difference.
Eccentric.
What does a flying squirrel do?
Flies.
They soar. It's like they have these little flappy things, and they just soar.
Is that what you're going to be for Halloween?
It's like Rocky. His name was Rocky.
You'd be a flying monkey.
A flying squirrel.
I mean, a flying squirrel. I'm sorry, I got confused with Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, what's that flying monkey? Squirrel.
Yeah, there's some good squirrel costumes. A guy that won my costume contest about 2 years ago, he's dressed as a squirrel. It was very...
Oh, I may need to come
in contact with him. There you go. You just got your Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Then Kenzie can be the moose, Rocky.
Bullwinkle?
Yeah.
You want to be Rocky and Bullwinkle or a squirrel in general?
I'll just make Kenzie a
squirrel in general.
I'll make her a walnut.
Yeah, she could be the nuts.
Bullwinkle.
Yeah. Kenzie will be the nuts. I'll be the squirrel.
How do you dress up as nuts?
You just dress up as a nut.
Brown.
Okay. Yeah.
Just brown. Just a
brown leotard.
Every costume I make just has a colored leotard and then the accessories.
My squirrel love runs so deep that I even make albums about squirrels.
Hmm.
You got to, okay, we got to work on the Halloween squirrel music.
Yeah, I got to be a squirrel for Halloween.
Give me some squirrel music,
take
man.
A listen to this.
Get ready. Squirrel Lovers United Together is back with a brand new album. Now that's what I call Squirrel Music Volume 2. More of your favorite hits about girls, but better. Because now they are about the world's best animal, squirrels. With this album, you'll hear a tale of one of life's greatest accomplishments.
Tale.
With I Touched a Squirrel.
I touched a squirrel and I liked it. His tail was so enticing. I touched a squirrel just to try it. Rabies, hope I don't catch it. It felt so soft, it felt so right. He didn't put up a fight. I touched a squirrel and he liked it. He liked it.
Definitely liked it. Do you have problems sharing your squirrel love? Don't worry. This song will make your compulsive possessiveness feel like love.
I guess you say what can make me feel this way. My squirrel, talking about my squirrel, ooh.
Get ready to get the party really going with Good Squirrels Go Bad.
I make them good squirrels go bad. I make them good squirrels go bad. I was hanging in the backyard with my furry friends. My wife said not to feed you, but I couldn't resist. I make them good squirrels go bad. I make them good squirrels go. Good squirrels go bad.
But wait, order That's What I Call Squirrel Music Volume 2 and receive a bonus country track from Tim Nutgraw in memory of the young squirrel who was kicked at the Grand Canyon by some idiot dumb jerk idiot.
And JC said, kick Jimmy Johnson, kick Tommy and run, kick my mom's elbow. Kick anything that you want. Just don't break your toe. Kick anything in the world. But please don't kick the squirrel.
Heartwarming music that matters. Again, all proceeds will go to Squirrel Lovers United Together. Now that's what I call Squirrel Music Volume 2. Get one or we will come find you.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Nice.
Seriously.
Very nice.
Stay tuned for Now That's What I Call Squirrel Music Volume 3.
Oh, there's another
this
one.
Week.
Wow.
I'm in the Halloween edition.
Oh.
You're just staying in the studio.
Right now.
Halloween edition will be coming up.
Yes, okay.
That's What I Call Squirrel Music Halloween Edition.
Right. Yeah.
Later.
For your Halloween party.
Of October, yes.
If you're into squirrels.
It's happening.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The 40th season of Saturday Night Live premieres on Saturday.
Are you kidding? 40?
40 seasons already.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
We're already calling the star of the show, according to us.
Well, because he's the best friend of ours.
He's a really good friend of the show.
He's the only one on the show that we have the phone number.
Right. Jay Farrow joining the show. What's up, Jay?
What's going on?
You're the one that has a lot going on. I mean, obviously, everyone knows you most notably for your incredible impersonations on Saturday Night Live, making a name for yourself, portraying people like Obama, Jay-Z, Kanye, flawless impersonations. But a lot of people don't know that you are very musical and you're dropping an album as well.
Yeah, I'm dropping an album. It's going to, definitely. It's an EP. It's 8 tracks, and it's what I've been working on all summer. I actually did it in the offices at SNL this summer. Like, I've been there, like, all summer, and, like, it's been a process. So I recorded that from my little office in New York. So I guess I have no life, but, you know.
Do you feel, because you sound awesome when you rap. You sound like a legit rapper when I hear you. Which is, you know, because we hear
important.
Your comedy.
Yeah.
And do you ever feel like you're slipping into one of your Jay-Z's or Kanye's or Drake's when you're rapping?
You have to really concentrate not to do that.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I slip into those folks, but like I have to be very careful when I'm rapping. You know what I'm saying? I gotta make sure that first of all it's original, and second of all that I sound like myself, so nobody's gonna be like, is that Kanye? Is that Drake?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, that's when people would just be like, is this a joke? And I'm like, no, it's not a joke. This is my life, bitch. This is real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Jay, let me ask you a question about, you know, like walking around in New York and you walk up into a restaurant, somebody recognizes you. How long does it take for them to ask you to do an impression?
It depends on how much of a they are. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, sometimes people come up to me and be like, yo, hey, man, I enjoy your work, and they just walk away. But then sometimes you got some people that walk up and be like, hey, man, Jay-Z, let me hear it. And I'm like, no. And they're like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, come on, son. Like, I don't want to do Jay-Z while I'm eating my tuna panini. Like, I'm trying to enjoy myself right now. Like,
right.
Come
right.
on. And they're like, yo, they'll be like, oh, man. And then they'll freaking tweet, Jay Phil was a he didn't do it for me. Like, of course I didn't do it for you, because I had tuna in my mouth. I didn't want it.
Hold up, Jay. Do rappers eat tuna paninis?
Yes, we do. We eat tuna paninis, and we also eat, let me look at this right now, vanilla chai tea. That's in my freaking refrigerator. Yes.
Wow. Hashtag that, rappers eat
now,
tuna.
Just out of curiosity, what are you going to do when the next stranger in the street approaches you and asks you to do Kanye?
What am I going to do?
Yeah, because we heard a rumor, and I don't know if it's true or not, that Kanye, well, he said it. He said he called you after the VMAs and busted you for impersonating him.
What's up with the Jay Farrell Kanye beef?
There's no beef, man. He called me. We're cool. We actually, yeah. He was like, I mean, it was all cordial. It was a good conversation, and there was, like, no beef whatsoever. He basically said what he said, and it was, like, calm. He was like, yeah, man, I just want to give you the background and everything. I was like, okay, cool. You know what I mean? Like, it was no turned up beef. Everybody was like, oh, he eats at your career, son. I was like, he really didn't. We're going to have lunch, I think.
So if you're going to continue to do the impression, then why did he want to call you? I don't understand. If he didn't ask you, did he ask you not to do it anymore?
I mean, it was, like I said, it was cordial. It was, I mean, there was nothing in there. Like, it was all happy, so it didn't seem like that. I don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You'll sell a lot more albums, dude, if you keep the beef going, or at least the rumor of the beef. You got to have a beef going with somebody.
Yeah, I think, you know I'm a beef with? You know, I'm a beef with Peter Dinklage from what's that, the Game of Thrones. Yeah. Then, the short guy? Peter Dinklage. The short guy. I'm gonna beef with him. He's a rapper too. He's like a sick MC. Like, we're gonna have that. We're gonna beef, and I'm gonna sell like a million records because all the short and little people are gonna be mad at me. They're gonna be like, yo, we want to hear what he's gonna say so we can protest and it's good music. They're like, oh, West fans, man, we're happy. Like, for real, it's gonna be great.
Did you ever contemplate coming up with a stage name? Because I know, you know, Donald Glover, for instance, Childish Gambino, he's awesome, and he totally changed his name when he goes from acting to rapping. Did you toy with the idea of making a new name?
I don't. You know what? I used to go by Jayhawk when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that's necessary, man, because, I mean, I'm just being myself on the track, so why... If I'm being myself, why would I switch my name and act like somebody else?
Jay Farrell is a cool rapper name, if you think, the Pharaoh, you know?
Well, you got to put a little in front of it, Lil J.
I mean, I don't want to say anything, but it's pretty awesome. My name is pretty flipping awesome. Like, I don't know why I would change it. Like, that's king. Like, my name sounds like I could walk into, walk into a cafe and say, hey, buy me a tuna panini. And the girl would say, yes. Oh, my God. And then after that, we would do whatever because I'm Pharaoh. I'm king. Give me some toilet paper. Oh, yeah. What else? She's like, oh, my God, I want to marry you. I'm like, no, get out of my house. I'm tired of you. And that's what pharaohs do.
Wow.
That's how we do it. Yeah.
Kind of dig it.
See, I feel like it'd be so fun today talking with Jay Farrow from SNL. Yeah. His EP, Resurrection, is out tomorrow. I feel like you would be fun today because you just have so many different personalities, like in a bipolar but not crazy way.
Are you on Tinder, dog?
I'm not up there myself. Jay Farrell, the artist, MC, comedian, is not up there. But Jake Gyllenhaal 26 is up there. So if you see that and you're still up there, well, guess what? I think that we should go out because, you know what I mean? I've been trying to set that up, you know what I'm saying, since last summer. But, you know, I was in a kind of relationship, so I ain't there no more. So, you know what I mean? I feel like we should do it.
So,
oh, wait, you're asking me out because you were in a relationship. Wait, okay.
Hold on. Jay.
What's up?
You're asking up? Jenna on a date.
Jenna? I've been doing that. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm asking her on a date. Why not?
Jenna, you're so sweet. Now seconds. She's going to have four.
I just thought,
yeah, she's got three lined up this weekend.
I just thought he was always being nice, and I didn't want to, like, burden him when he's like, oh, yeah, you should come, you know, you should come to New York. I just thought that was a broad, like, just go to New York.
Well, don't leave him hanging.
No, it was a come to New York so we can hang out. You know what I'm saying? We can chill. It ain't no.
Oh, hey, yeah, Jay trying to get the booty.
All right,
hey,
Jenna.
Hey, man, these hoes ain't loyal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So why the hell should I be? There we go.
Oh, I see.
All right, Jenna, your answer to Jay Farrell on the date request?
Let's see. What weekend is Maroon 5 doing SNL? I can come that weekend. No.
Oh, wow.
I'm in there, baby. Oh, snap. We did it, son. I've been plotting this for a year. Yes.
You just said yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, dog. You're getting it. And she's staying at your house, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's cool. You know, I have a beautiful high rise, so it's all good.
Wait, No. You're supposed to be putting this hoe in a hotel.
Whoa. I'm not calling you. Wow, that's crazy. I will. I'll do it.
Oh, I just thought
you're in private time.
I just thought it sounded good together. That's all.
Yeah.
Maybe that's my next record. Hoe in a hotel. No, Ludacris said that.
Yeah.
That's
outdated. Yeah. All right. Well, can you give us anything? I'm assuming you've started getting in the stage to work on this weekend's SNL episode. Can you give us any behind the scenes scoop for what we can expect from the first show?
You can expect a lot of craziness. It's like a close-knit family. I mean, there's 12 of us, and we're all cool with each other, so it's going to be a pretty dope show. I can tell you exactly what's happening because guess what? We're still writing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be phenomenal. Chris Pratt, he's amazing, and Ariana Grande, she's dope as well, and I think the season 40 opener is going to be pretty cool.
Awesome.
You never know what twists and turns, but just stay tuned because it's going to be amazing.
Before we let you go, dog, you do great impressions. We all know that. Is there any impression that you really wish you could do, but you just can't nail it?
Something you're working on?
Let's see here, Pete Diddy. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I can't. I don't think my vocal cords like that guy or something. They don't go down to that register. I don't know. I can try it. I mean, bad boy, take that. Yeah. Sirac. You know, that's all I can do.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty good.
Better
than anyone else.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Well, I know that the four of us, Kelly, JC, Allen, I would love to come. Well, I'll come visit you if you
really
mean
that. You need to go privately and separately.
But I'll go when you're all. Yes, I'll come visit you and hang out, and you can show me New York. But I know we'd love to come. Actually see the show.
Actually, Jay, let us come see the show before you go out with Jenna, because if she blows this for us, we'll never forgive her.
Most definitely. You all are welcome. Please go to New York. Like, it's a dope experience, like, just on the SNL set. And, you know, it's a vibe that you get. It's like a feeling that's infectious and contagious.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right, well, we'll take you up on that. And now, where can everyone go tomorrow to get your album, The Resurrection?
The EP is going to be on SoundCloud, baby. www.soundcloud.com/ JAYPHAROAH/JHULLK. So that's where you can get it at.
We'll put that link at Kid Nation.
We'll link it for everybody.
We'll link it up on our website.
And catch Jay Farrell on SNL this Saturday with Chris Pratt and Ariana Grande.
Nice.
And maybe some new characters he's been working on.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
Oh, Jay, we love you, man. We can't wait to see you in studio soon, okay?
Oh, yeah. Love y'all too, man.
Thank you.
Jay Farrell, everybody.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Talk to you.
See ya.
Some of us will talk to you sooner rather than later.
Love you, Jay.
Love you too, man.
Yeah.
Now, back to the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's time to play $1,000 Tag Team Trivia.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it a little bit different this week.
That's right.
Instead of three names, We are calling out five names.
Give you a little better shot.
Yeah, better shot for you to win $1,000 with $1,000 Tag Team Trivia. And also on Thursday, if you get to play $1,000 Tag Team Trivia, you'll get a bonus question. If you get that bonus question right, you will be headed to Denver to check out the Katy Perry concert.
Wow, just one question, one answer.
That's it.
And you're on a plane.
And if you answer that question wrong, or we get the bonus question wrong for you, we will give it to whoever calls in and knows the answer.
Start taking calls.
Yeah, we'll taking calls.
So we are giving away that trip no matter what.
Yes, on Thursday.
Got it.
Same time, same place.
It is that time. Listen up. I'm going to call out five names.
Five.
But try to call them out a little bit fast. I always feel bad for the last name. You know, maybe I should read them from last to first. That way the last name won't be last anymore.
There you go, Al.
Do what you got
to
do, Al.
Trick to play.
Elvia Portugal, Casey Gunter, Kayla Moak, Jennifer Summers, Matt Poole, Jennifer Summers, Kayla Moak, Casey Gunter, Elvia Portugal. Call right now. 800 Kid Live, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Of course, you get $500 if you're the one to call in. Automatically $500, and then you play for $500 more. Chance at $1,000 with each question.
With one of us.
All of us are open, by the way.
Yep.
Back on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Back on the table. Even Big Al.
What do you mean, even Big Al?
He's on fire.
I'm not gonna pick on Big Al because
depending on the category, too, yeah. I would not have been confident in the
musicals.
Oh
no, I didn't know that
guy.
I've had some good teammates, and whether he was good on his own or what, maybe he just I gave him that extra little push, a little oomph.
You're that good luck charm so far in this game.
Hey, I'll take a win. A win is a win.
Even if they don't need you to answer, you're a good luck charm for them.
Right. A W is a W. Congratulations to you and your Chargers, by the way.
Thank you, Al.
A W is a W.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, I have to tell you, I creeped out a guy hardcore the second I got out of work on Friday.
You did?
I got home to a note on my door from my UPS man. And now we have a relationship. That's the thing, because I don't have anyone to sign for my packages. So certain things need to be signed for. Like, I don't know, the pre-order of the iPhone 6.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Apple had an exclusive delivery contract with UPS, and they could not, even though the UPS guy knows me and knows that I live there and probably knew what it was because he had thousands on the truck, he could not leave it, right? So I see that he's, like, I check on the note, the time, it was 12 minutes prior that that note had been left. That's how much I missed the iPhone by that window. 12 minutes. Exactly. So what did I do?
Hunted him down.
Chase him.
Hunted him down. Got in my car, drove block by block. 4 blocks later, I see a UPS truck.
There you go.
I park. He's in another residence. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting outside the residence, and I go, this is totally creepy, but do you have my iPhone? He started laughing. He did. He had it. It was the same guy. So I got my iPhone 6.
So
Yay,
good.
I was so worried about
it. What are the chances that somebody goes and grabs that note and then finds them and steals your iPhone, Jeff?
Oh no. No. That's not going to happen. They can't get into my building without a code anyways.
Right.
So.
A dude told me he went and got his iPhone 6 over the weekend, and maybe he had shipped. But he went to the mall and saw the line. The line was on Friday, 700 people long.
Oh, man.
700.
Yeah, do they even have that many phones?
Even yesterday, they were telling me that the line at the mall was like around the corner, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe someone can explain
escalator,
that to me.
Second
like, I
floor.
Understand when things, you know, sell out or they're worried it's going to sell out. But when you could pre-order this so easily.
And people still stand in line for it.
Yeah. Jenna, did you stand in line at all for your phone?
No.
Just pre-order that bad boy.
I just ordered it online. I understand now somewhere on back order, but I got to tell you guys, I've had it for, 3 days now?
Yeah.
Right.
Dropped it 3 times.
Really?
Jenna has
still
a
working?
First world problem with reaching for the Instagram app.
It is big. And I got the 6.
You got the 6 or the 6 Plus?
No, the 6 Plus. This is like an inch bigger than your current iPhone if you have a 5.
Yeah.
I have a 5.
Hand it to Kelly.
Same charger?
Is it same charger?
Same charger.
Okay, good.
But if anyone wants my 2 Mophies.
He's got a 5. You got a 5 or what, JC?
Yeah. I have the 5, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
With the thumb thing.
So I will say that
it's slippery, Jenna.
I played with it just for a few days. It is very slippery. It's very light. It's almost, you know, it's so thin that it's almost uncomfortable because to try and reach with one hand as a girl, it slipped right through my hand.
It's like picture, though. Crystal clear picture, right?
It's like the first iPhone where it was curved, right? It's really...
Yes.
It's not square like
it's
the iPhone.
It's hard to hold with one hand, and I don't have a case on it because I ordered one on Amazon, but, you know, for a while, there's no cases that fit it.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyways, the few pros I have to list off, I think I like it. It's new. It's cool. I honestly, if you're on the fence and you don't have the upgrade, I would just stick with what you have. But
it takes great photos, and it's a lot faster. Mm-hmm. So that is cool. You can remove yourself from group text, which
that's
is awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
When you're getting blown up, annoying text. So those are the elements I've played thus far.
I don't think you can take yourself out of it.
I don't know if that's just part of the update, but this has the iOS 8 update on it. But yeah, I've dropped it. But I read a review of the drop and drown test that companies have been doing, and this can withstand drops and 10 seconds submerged in water.
Yeah, they had that dude in Australia who bought
the first
phone.
I thought it was ridiculous. It's so accurate. You will drop it without the case.
First guy that gets it in line in Australia, they're interviewing him on TV, and he's getting it out of the box and drops it. Right off the bat.
I seriously thought, I was like, that guy's so stupid. Of course that would happen. But we all drop our phones. It's very easy to drop. It's hard for me to reach one-handed my thumb to reach all the apps.
It's too big.
So the Plus, I have a friend who got the Plus. It's ridiculously large.
Really?
People are saying, I know multiple people that have ordered it and are returning it already because don't think it's practical to use as an everyday cell phone.
Like, is it embarrassing to hold it to your head?
Comically large. Like, it would make sense as a they say it's impossible.
Go back to the old brick
to
phone.
Use one hand. Like, to use one
hand.
Well,
it's like the Samsung Note, basically, right?
It's large. I'm not sure. I mean, I think that's a matter of preference in terms of provider. You know what I mean? If you want. Mm-hmm. And if you're an Apple person or a Droid person, but... Anyway, so the Plus, unless you're using it for work and they say it's great for watching movies and stuff, it's like a mini iPad. But people that were ordering that to be their main cell phone, I just think, how are you going to put that in a workout armband?
That's perfect.
It's like a skit. It's so funny.
If you're at the bar and you see that one dude you don't want to talk to, ladies, and you have the iPhone 6 Plus, you just pretend like you're on it and it completely shields your face. So you can't get away from the creepers.
Wow. So with the upgrade, about 200, 300, 400?
It depends on the size. I got larger storage, but yeah, it's a minimum of 199. That's with if you're eligible for an upgrade, the smallest one. Okay. Yeah.
Worth it, Jenna? Or
when do you find out if you're eligible for an upgrade?
All you got to do is get on either AT&T or Apple, whoever you have.
And I don't want one.
You literally just type in your phone number, and it will tell you how much it costs. My verdict is I like anything new and cool technology-wise to play around with, but if you're not eligible for an upgrade, I think
hold off.
I liked my 5.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Keep the 5.
Oh, we got one? We got one?
Yes, we did.
We got a $1,000
tag team trivia.
First one to call in was Kayla Moak.
All right, Kayla.
Hey, Kayla.
Hi.
What's up, girlfriend? Tell us a little bit about you.
I am a teacher and married with a daughter who's 16 months, and I'm sitting in my classroom freaking out right now.
Oh, you got kids in the classroom right now?
No, not yet. Okay. I'm in here early this morning. It's Monday, getting ready for the week.
What do you
heard my name and probably just had a panic attack sitting right here.
Perfect. What do you teach?
I teach fifth grade.
Oh, okay.
That's a good age. They still love you before the hormones kick in. They become little monsters.
You're probably a good partner to have because you're a teacher, so you know stuff.
We'll see.
This is when you're put on the spot. It's like you just don't know which way the wheel's going to go and what the topic's going to be.
All right, Kayla, this is the moment where you get to choose your partner. Everybody is available.
I'll sit down.
We've been calling it Kelly Mondays, but...
Don't do that to me. That really puts a lot of unfair pressure on me.
Well, you sitting down, Al? Maybe you can...
I'll sit down. I'll go ahead and rest for a little while.
All right, Kayla.
Check my Facebook.
Who would you like to partner up with?
I think I'm going to go with Jenna.
There you go, Jenna.
All right.
There you go, Jenna.
First round pick this week for Jenna.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I'm like flattered, but then I also feel a sense of responsibility because certain categories I think I'm excellent at and certain I am not.
Speaking of those categories, what are they today?
Here's Mike Morse with the categories.
Hey, Mikey!
So, Kayla, you're a teacher. Do you keep up with U.S. presidents?
Good question.
Why does that always get put when I get chosen?
That's one of the categories. Also, entertainment. So if you listen to Hizzle or Showbiz Top 5, you know that.
Jenna got that.
And the last one is kind of a wild card because I don't think anybody really knows all these, but it's things that keep Psycho Shannon awake at night. That is your third category.
Okay. All right.
And that's going to be one of the categories every day this week.
Which one do you feel comfortable with, Kayla?
Entertainment, probably, since
Jenna's
my partner.
All right. Well, good luck.
We'll see.
Here we go.
You're going to have to take precedence on your own.
And the wheel is
say that aloud.
Spinning.
Entertainment or Shannon? Entertainment or Shannon?
Oh, I want Shannon so bad.
Shannon.
Yes!
Oh, man! Why can't we get Shannon?
Oh, okay. All right, Kayla, we got this.
All right, here
Wait,
we
what
go.
What is it, Shannon?
Entertainment.
No, entertainment.
Oh, entertainment. Okay, okay.
$1,000 tag team trivia. Kayla's playing with Jenna. You've already won $500. Here is your $600 question. Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel both voice this very popular animated kids movie.
Frozen.
That is correct.
Yay! You know that, Jenna?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you got $600.
And don't forget, Caleb, whatever you answer is the final answer. If you want JC, you could tag him in, but whatever he answers will be the final answer.
Jenna, sorry. JC is not playing.
Or JC, yeah.
JC was just so excited, he assumed JC was playing.
Right, I know that.
Okay.
One.
Here we go, $700 question.
Okay.
Categories Entertainment, who was the very first winner of American Idol?
No.
You don't have to guess. You can tag me.
I feel like... Okay, I'm going to tag you. Okay. I think I know, but I'm scared.
Go ahead, Jenna. So you're tagged in.
I'm pretty sure it's Kelly Clarkson.
Come on,
Yep.
Al, who'd you have? Justin Warren?
No, I got it.
She's a friend of the show. Yeah. We know Kelly.
Yeah.
Ruben. Here we go. Question number three, $1,000 tag team trivia. Which actress plays high-powered fixer Olivia Pope in the TV show Scandal?
Softball questions today.
Watch Kerry Washington?
Yes, in the form of a question.
Yes, in the form of a question.
Welcome to Jeffrey.
What? Kerry Washington, yes.
What is Kerry Washington?
She's out there.
Yay,
oh, wait, I'm not on Jeopardy.
No. I like
Alex,
it that way.
Who
though.
Is Kerry Washington?
Yeah. Yes. By the way, premieres Thursday.
Thank you.
Okay, so 9, now it's Central. So wait, Kayla, now it's your turn to say, I'll take entertainment for
$900. Entertainment for, what,
$800?
And it's the
double. Double Jeopardy.
No, at $900 now, that's what we're going for.
$900, okay.
All right, here we go. This is tough. What was the name of the play that Carrie Underwood performed on live network television?
Okay.
Sound of Music.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes, ooh. Kayla.
All right. One more, and you got $1,000 in your pocket.
Yep.
Question number five. Today marks the 20th anniversary of the first ever episode of this popular TV sitcom.
That's it? That's no. There's no clue?
Well, that's just think. 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The category is entertainment. You have to decide, are you going to answer that question for $1,000 or are you going to tag in Jenna?
So, yeah, right?
Sitcom.
It better not be multiple.
A sitcom.
Today marks the 20th anniversary of the first ever episode of this popular TV sitcom.
Friends.
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
That's what I would guess.
That's the only one I could think of.
That is absolutely right.
Yeah, Kayla!
$1,000.
Nice job, young
Didn't
lady.
You really need me there.
You answered one, Jenna.
You're about to make it rain, girl.
Well done, Kayla.
What are you going to do with $1,000?
We just moved into a house recently, and we're doing some projects. So.
There you go.
Lord, tell me about it.
Yeah, that will help with that, or... go very quickly.
You know, your kids are the kids in your class are listening on the way to school. They can't wait to get inside and celebrate with you.
I hope someone heard.
I hope so too.
Yeah,
or then you play it back and they're going to be like, my teacher Kayla's so
smart. Well, actually, I hope no one did hear because I'm going to blow up the phone about what I'm going to do with my money, right?
Right.
When you get rich, people always want to call you.
Have a party like tomorrow. Have a Friday.
No, don't blow it like
yeah,
that.
No. Have a party in the classroom for the kids.
I get to do one of my projects, not one of my husband's projects, but my $1,000, right?
Anything you want, young lady.
All right.
Well, congratulations.
Yay,
well done, Kayla.
Thanks for choosing me.
Thank you so much.
Good choice on Jenna. I know you helped her out once.
Yeah.
You did, Jenna.
Well done, Jenna, keeping the streak alive.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A video has gone viral of a reporter in Alaska for KTVA. Her name is Charlo Green. Quit live on TV last night and made sure to drop an F-bomb in the process.
Oh,
there you go.
Come on.
Now, everything you heard is why I, the actual owner of the Alaska Cannabis Club, will be dedicating all of my energy toward fighting for freedom and fairness, which begins with legalizing marijuana here in Alaska. And as for this job, well, not that I have a choice, but I quit.
Oh. All right, we apologize for that.
Wow.
See, that's so unnecessary.
We'll be right back. Pardon for us. Meanwhile, the vote yes on two campaign held a fundraiser last night.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
she'll never get another job doing that.
Well, there's a better way to do that.
Yeah.
But
that's, I mean, why? It's kind of classless.
But we're in a position that, you know, that's similar. That's just abusing the platform.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do it right there, why throw in the F-bomb? You don't need to.
Why do that? Why even, you know, that's just classless. It's tasteless and it's classless.
If anybody gives her high five for that, I don't know.
I wouldn't.
Just why?
Since we do have that platform.
Sometimes people suck.
I would personally like to use this platform.
It makes me never want to smoke pot.
Again,
yeah, that's
I'm not
going to
support
about.
Her and her pot smoking campaign.
That's good,
not doing
about.
It
in Alaska.
Maybe they were having that like 30 days a night, and she's depressed. You know?
Yeah.
What?
You know? In Alaska, they have 30 days a night. Or something.
They have periods of time where like the sun's always out, gotcha. Or when the sun's never out.
But I figure this is a good opportunity to announce that I'm going to resign as well.
Resign.
Bye.
Resign. Okay.
Bye.
Not from here.
Bring in the Mexican. Bring in the Mexican.
Don't get
too excited.
Don't bring
in
the backup Mexican yet. No, I am resigning from my coaching duties with the Ninja Turtles football club.
Yeah, I've been coaching for like a week.
It's been like a
2 weeks, Kelly.
Oh, 2 weeks.
This is the second week. And I'm actually only an assistant coach, but this past weekend I was made the head coach because our other two coaches had to be out of town.
So you're going to let down the kids?
And this is where I realized it's just not meant for me or my son. I showed up to the field, and it was our turn to bring a snack.
Remind us how old your son is.
He's 2.5.
Okay.
And he's in a 3 to 4 year old league because he's just so large. He's just a big dude.
Size and everything.
He's tall and everything. So he gets to play with the older kids.
Okay.
And we showed up to the field.
But
and
he's still only two.
And he's still only two. And this is what I'm saying.
That's the problem.
You don't want to teach your kids to quit, but sometimes it's okay.
He's not going to remember.
Yeah, he's not going to remember.
I don't think I started playing soccer until 6, and I barely remember.
But I was so excited because I got to be the head coach. I was going to be the guy on the field the whole time, you know, running with the kids and actually telling them what to do and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was our turn to bring in snacks. So then you're double hero.
Snacks.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the best part about halftime.
Exactly.
Soccer is the orange slices.
They love you if you're
frozen
the snack
grapes.
Person.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got our snacks, and I'm walking up with my clipboard, and I got Kaysen all dressed, ready to play soccer.
You have a clipboard?
Yeah.
They're two.
Well, you need the names and
okay,
stuff,
they're three. Oh, okay. I thought you were writing down plays.
No. just so that you have their names and make sure that everybody's getting equal play time and all that stuff.
All right.
Equal play time did not matter because...
I hate the equal play time rule.
When I, well,
some kids don't deserve equal play time.
They're two.
They're three and four.
Well, maybe he's better served on the bench.
They're okay on the sideline drinking their...
Yeah, they're too young to be...
juice packs or whatever.
So I'm walking up to the field, and I'm feeling good, and I see the other team in their red jerseys, and they're all running drills and circles and smiling
getting
and having
ready.
A good time. And I'm looking around going, where's my team?
Mm-hmm.
Where's my team? And I look over to the side of the field, and I notice that there is one little boy wearing our jersey.
All right.
And that is it.
So two of the kids showed up.
Kelly.
One being yours.
My stomach dropped.
How many do they play per side?
I think we use five.
It's five and a
Yeah, five on each side because it's a tiny little field. I'm like, we're about three shy. And soon enough, I see another one of our players on
Okay, good, good, good.
There's three.
On the other field. But he's in one of those states where he doesn't want to play.
Oh.
So he's sitting down throwing a bit of a, I'm not really feeling it today.
You know? I don't really feel like being funny today.
So I was like, no, come on and play. We need players and everything. And the referee's like, all right, let's get the game going. Another one shows up. And I'm like, all right.
Maybe there was a carpool and they're running late.
So we're good.
You got three in a possible.
And we had
no subs.
No subs. We'll just play one man down. The other team's like, should we just take one out to make it fair? I was like, just let them. They just run around.
That's true. Let one of his play on your team.
Like, no, they deserve it.
They deserve it. So we get to kick off. This is like herding cats, by the way. Maybe even more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
We get going. Our best player, little Eli, goes and scores a goal within 5 seconds.
All right.
Because basically they don't know what they're doing. They're just running around the
circle.
Ready
to go, Eli.
So I feel I got to go give him positive reinforcement. So I run up to him and I high-five Eli. And I pick him up and throw him up in the air. And I hug him. And I'm yes. Jenna, we scored 3 goals last week. This was a big deal. we finally scored a goal. So I was so excited. And I walk up, and I see Kaysen just staring at me like, why are you doing this with that guy? I'm your son.
He's a little jealous.
Why are you picking him up? So he runs up to me while I'm trying to get back to the middle of the field, and he goes, my turn, Papa. I'm like, your turn for what? You didn't score.
You didn't score a goal.
So I high-five Kaysen. I'm like, good job, Kaysen. And he goes, okay. So he's standing next to me, and he grabs my hand, and now wants to hold my hand.
Now he's getting possessed.
And I'm looking at him. I'm like, Kaysen, you got to run around and play. And
nope.
So we kick off again. They get the ball. Somehow we go and we score again. Same kid.
Score again.
He's good.
Eli.
So I go and I don't want to pick him up this time because Kaysen got so jealous. So I just give Eli a high five.
Uh-huh.
Just a, and Kaysen goes and I see him just put his hands on his hip and he goes, "That's my papa." So I look back at Kaysen, who's about 5 feet away from me, and I'm like, "Kaysen, let's not act like that." Because all the other kids on the other team are staring at him. I'm like, "Let's not act like that. Let's go back to the middle of the field and let's keep playing." And he goes, "No, you're my papa." And I said, "Kaysen, we don't act like that. I'm just, he scored, so I'm just making sure he's happy."
He's got a point. I mean, we do think you're his father.
And he goes, "I'm not playing." And he walks off the field and lays down plank style on the sideline.
Face down?
Face down.
He did like the lady from Australia.
He is planking on the sideline, acting like he's dead. And every time I call his name, he just twitches. So now I have three
body
kids
flopping on the sidelines.
The other team, by the way, they're still full.
Kids are great, aren't they?
They're still so playing great, and they know what they're doing. Now we have three kids on our team. I have the kid who's actually trying to kick the ball. Then I got another one sitting down playing with a flower, and then the other one who went off the field because he didn't want to play.
All you need is Eli.
All I need is Eli.
Eli's got this.
He put the team on his back.
I'm looking around and I'm like, I see all the parents just sitting there, like, "Why did we come to this? Why did we show up?" We got done. I had all my snacks. Handed out three snacks.
What's up for next week?
Surprised they weren't just sitting on the sidelines eating it.
Three snacks.
So you're saying that you're quitting?
Oh, I'm quitting. I'm announcing my retirement from 2-year-old soccer, effectively as of now.
Oh, so you're not. This is news. You haven't told the other
parents.
You're
going to quit on your team 2 games in?
Quit on the
my
radio.
Son doesn't want to play.
There's kids driving to school right now. I coach just quit, Mom.
Oh, they don't even know who Jason
is. They don't know my name.
They don't even know that they're playing soccer.
Think about little Eli.
I was so depressed.
Yeah, he's like a little Cristiano Ronaldo up there.
Player.
Eli doesn't need me.
You need to groom him.
His coaches are coming back. They'll be fine. I'm sitting in front of my TV eating these Ninja Turtle snacks and these little tiny juice boxes, depressed.
Okay, just wait 3 years and then get back into it.
I know. So
they're too young.
Yeah, I don't want to make Kaysen mad at me every weekend, so I'm going to quit.
Are you sure that's all there is to this? Did you cheat on your wife or something like Ron White?
What?
I'm just saying, that's what Ron...
Why? Where did that come from?
This manager for the Rangers, he quit.
But yes, we know who Ron Washington is.
Yeah, I'm just asking. Are you sure?
No, it's because my son is genuinely jealous.
How awful.
Just saying.
Yeah, well, you got to throw Ron Washington under the bus like that.
All the temptation JC men on the road coaching. Oh.
Jenna, you don't know how many. The groupies with 2-year-old soccer. So bad.
All right, so we asked people to call in if they wanted to quit their job on the radio.
You think that's kind of silly to ask, but sometimes somebody just needs that little push. It's like, I hate my job. I can't stand the thought of dragging my butt out of bed and going to there one more day. And they're like, I want to quit. And this just might be what pushes them over the edge.
Is that right, Jeremy?
Job and shove it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jeremy.
What do you do for a living, Jeremy?
I'm a pest management specialist.
Uh-huh. Exterminator. All right.
Okay, what would you say your day-to-day, your day-to-day duties are?
Duties.
Well, my day-to-day duties are just managing, pretty much eliminate all pest activity, whether it be snakes, armadillos, possums in your yard, roaches, beetles, spiders, wasps, whatever the pest may be, big or small. We just kind of pretty much eliminate it. In wildlife activity, we kind of relocate it.
That's the question I had for you. Can I ask you something? Can you reveal to us, Jeremy? Because I have multiple friends with houses that have had some rodent problems lately, so they have had someone, in your job line come over and
take care of the problem.
Take care of the problem, and they say they relocate the animal after it's captured. What exactly does relocate truly mean?
To a grave?
Is that like you're taking it to the farm?
The relocation of an animal is pretty much whatever it would have to do with whatever category it was in. Rodents or anything like that, no, you do not want to relocate that animal because it can become a major pest on society, and their reproduction values and stuff like that can actually increase, which causes an overturn in the population of that particular rodent.
That's all fun.
Fine.
But
why are you quitting?
Are raccoons being relocated or not being relocated?
Raccoons would be relocated.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah.
Why are you quitting?
Because you sound like you're kind of passionate about this. You know so much.
Because I'm actually going to another pest control company who has offered me double the money, double the stops, double the benefits, pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm a very family-oriented man, and my job, my boss right now, he just he doesn't care if your child's sick in the hospital with pneumonia. You're going to work or you're going to get fired.
Oh, wow.
Me and a couple of my friends from this job has all sat down. About three of us is actually on our way to North Carolina right now from the bottom of Georgia to turn in our company trucks and just tell him, you know what, we're tired of this. If you think you can run this company without us, then go ahead, you know, find somebody else.
There you go.
Me and three other guys pretty much run northern Florida, the middle Florida, and south Georgia.
Well, Jeremy, go ahead. You're on the radio right now.
Yeah,
go ahead. On your way to quit. Might as well do it now.
And you have another job, which is the best way to quit your current one.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's just, you know what, I'm tired of it. My family is number one. I've worked many jobs in my lifetime. I'm just ready to tell my boss, you know what? I'm done with it. Screw it. If you take and you do this job yourself, get out from behind your desk, quit being a little baby about the situation, and go make your own money. Quit making us make your money for you.
I'm mad with you, Jeremy.
All right. And say, I quit, Jeremy. Let's make it official there.
And I quit.
No, say, take this job and shove it. Say that.
I ain't working here no more.
Wait, Jeremy, before, could you, in the interim between the two jobs, find JC a pet squirrel?
Yeah, can you do that for me?
Yeah, you don't kill squirrels. You relocate squirrels, right?
No. I actually got a picture on my phone where I actually rescued a whole baby squirrel nest. I wanted to say that. I was listening to y'all the other morning. I heard all the squirrels stuff coming on. And I actually have pictures on my phone where we rescued a squirrel nest that a hawk. Razorback Hawk had took out in South Georgia, and it was just amazing. You know, there was six in the nest.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them didn't make it on the because they get on the fall. They kind of broke.
Oh no!
Nest. But we ended up with four of them, and now they've got fur. You know, their eyes are open. They're eating normal food now, which is kind of mushing up. Old cat food and milk, trying to get them protein boost, and we're getting ready to release them.
Let's give it up for Jeremy, a real American hero.
God bless America.
That's so awesome.
If you didn't have a new job, I'd hire you.
Yeah, have a great job with your next job.
Yeah.
My next job, I'm actually going into the same field, you know, but it's with a better company. It's with a Go Green company.
Awesome, Jeremy.
And I'm just better benefit.
Look at Kelly's all turned on over there by Jeremy.
Well, he's a family man. I wouldn't break that up.
I hope they give you one of those little cars with the little mouse ears on it and the tail sticking out. You know, the little exterminator car.
All right.
You like that?
Yeah. You deserve one.
Jeremy, thank you so much for calling, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
Well
done,
sir.
Good luck on your new career.
Wow. Take this
job. That's a hard-working man right there.
I like a man who's not afraid of, you know, critters and animals.
Yeah.
That, like, if something's wrong in the house, he's going to fix it.
Let's go to Erica real quick. Erica, how's the job going?
Not so well, man. I'm a graphic artist for a big multimillion-dollar company in San Antonio, and I'm just feeling underappreciated. I didn't start out as a graphic artist. I actually started at the bottom and worked my way up doing data entries, and I got a promotion and a raise to manager, and then the graphic design position came open, which is what I went to school for, and then they only gave me a dollar raise to be doing so much more. And so now I've been doing this for that position for 2 years now.
Uh-huh.
I went and interviewed with another company, and the company offered me more money, but they didn't offer health benefits.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a single mom of two kids. I cannot have health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back to my work, and I asked them. I told them, I said, hey, this is what's going on. And my supervisor was like, well, if it's just about money, why don't you say something? So I brought it up to him, told him what they offered me. He got with the person above him. They got with the CFO, and they pretty much said at this point, no.
Oh.
Not because of me, but because of the way the company's doing.
So you're willing to quit your job on the radio now because of
then have no job and no benefits.
I don't know what I'm going to do right now, but I have to do what you know. I'd rather do something that I love. I'm a filmmaker, so I'd rather do something that I love and not have the benefits and things that I have now than to, you know, wake up every morning and dread driving to work. I live an hour away from San Antonio, so I have to fight all of that traffic to get here.
To get to a job that you don't like.
So you do have the job lined up, it's just the one that doesn't have benefits, but that's what you're going to take.
No, I'm not going to take that graphic design job. I'm a filmmaker, so I'm going to try to do that full time.
You're taking a leap.
And Yes, I'm actually, yeah.
Erica,
good luck.
The last 3 days I've been in bed with strep, so that kind of gives you time to think about and reevaluate your situation.
We would tell you to think about this, but the bid is called call in if you want to quit your job.
Go ahead.
I'm giving my 2-week notice right now. I'm sitting outside of my office right now waiting to go inside and type up my letter.
Oh, man. Wow.
All right.
Erica, good luck with hold on. We're going to get your info, okay?
Sure.
All right.
You going to get her a job in film?
I don't know what I'm going to get her.
Well, yeah, you were just in a movie that was just released, right?
In Mexico. So far. Yeah, we go international first. Yeah.
What?
Talk about what later? There's nothing to talk
about. Is it already been released?
No, Kelly.
JC, I'm going to be so mad if you don't let us see the red carpet
premiere party.
They're in Mexico
right now. The director's in Mexico. It has not been released here yet.
If you slip that by us.
I'm not slipping nothing. We got to go to Ricky. Hello, Ricky.
Hi.
Hey, Rick. What's up, man?
Now, Ricky, you're willing to have us call your boss, right?
Yes, if he would answer.
Is he a tough guy to get a hold of?
If it goes through, I don't know if it's going to go through or not, but if he answers, it'll be more lovely to do it.
Often difficult to get a hold of?
I don't know. He's probably headed to work right now, which he's going to be surprised when I don't show up.
Uh-oh. Okay, so you want to do it over the phone. And what do?
I work at a car dealership.
And why do you want to quit? Because of the boss or because you hate the job?
The job, I get cussed out by customers daily.
Wow.
Yeah. So not an atmosphere you want to work at.
Right. Well, Ricky, I have good news.
Oh, no.
Looks like we were able to get a hold of him.
This is awkward.
Oh, I know. This is very awkward.
Yeah, Shannon, will you...
Oh, my. I don't know what direction this is going to go.
Shannon, we'll bring him up. What's your boss's name?
You got him. Bring him up.
What's his name?
His name's Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Make sure Kurt knows he's on the radio.
Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Kurt. Can you hear us, Kurt?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I think it just got disconnected. Kurt?
Did he get disconnected? We're going to try to...
Okay, we'll try and pull him up again.
Hello, Kurt?
Oh, I got nervous.
I know, I got nervous. How are we going to approach this? We're going to let Ricky deliver the news himself, right? He seems confident. He wants to do it.
Ricky, did your stomach drop a little when we got him on?
A little bit.
Yeah, you sounded all cocky till we got Kurt on the phone.
Ricky, do you have another job lined up, Ricky?
I do. I'm going to a fast food restaurant, sadly. All right.
Okay.
Well, you'd rather do that than be cussed out every day. That's hard.
Ricky.
Yeah, I'd rather have nice people who want good food be nice to me other than people who are broke and can't pay a car payment.
Right.
And they're cussing at you because they can't pay it.
Those are your choices, then I'd go with the
food. Oh, Ricky, you're funny.
Just know this, Ricky. We got your back. We're all four in here. All right. And whatever happens, we got your back.
Wow.
We lost Kurt, though.
Okay, but, Ricky, what was your approach going to be if you didn't break this news on the air? Were you just not going to show up, or were you going to call him, or how were you going to handle it?
I have a letter right now sitting beside me with my key and my keypad to the gate.
You weren't going to get 2 weeks. You were just going to say, I'm out.
I'm out, yeah.
He's got a key and everything. He must have really thought a lot of you.
On a daily basis, when you call a customer, tell them that, they need to fix something or they need to come pay their payment, and they start cussing you out, it kind of hurts your feelings a little bit.
Well, here's the thing, Ricky. We tried calling your boss back, and he is now not answering.
I go ahead and mail that key.
It's hard to quit.
It's leading me to believe that he may be listening right now. And he got full wind of what was happening.
So why don't we pretend, okay, JC, why don't you be Kurt and let Ricky... quit you.
All right.
Wish I knew how to quit you.
Hey there, Ricky.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
You don't even know.
Does that sound like Kurt?
Yeah, I got some bad news for you, Kurt.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I'm not coming in the morning, Kurt. I'm so sorry, but I'm done. D-O-N-E, done.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I am tired of your customers, and I'm tired of lying to your customers. I am done. Hasta la vista.
Oh, wow.
Baby.
You're saying you're quitting there, Ricky?
Yeah,
man, Kurt,
I quit.
Kurt's kind of thick-headed.
Yeah.
I don't think Kurt gets it.
You can't quit. You're fired. How about
you can't quit. You're fired, Ricky.
Better be fired than anything else being there in the morning.
Do you think there's a chance that Kurt would be like, who are you again, Ricky?
Who is this?
I love I love JC. Ricky. That's your new impersonation.
Kurt.
Oh. Your go-to impersonation.
Kurt. Ricky's boss, Kurt.
It's like you put a wad of dip in your lip.
Yeah. That's what I did.
It's like, Kurt, what was that?
Kurt the car salesman.
You got like dip and you're constipated.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
That was one of those buy here, pay here type players.
Yeah, I don't know why I was channeling Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, no.
Did I sound like him, Ricky?
You sounded almost like him. Almost.
Told you.
Ricky.
Well, good luck on your new job, dog.
Don't let people keep you down. Yeah, you're positive. You have good energy.
I wish I knew how to quit you, Ricky. I don't think... Ricky?
Hey, Ricky, don't quit us.
Sorry, what was that?
Don't quit your job, but don't quit listening to the show, okay?
Yeah, keep listening, okay, Ricky?
All right.
All right, well, we're going to put you on hold so we can keep track of Ricky's life.
Yeah, good luck with that, Ricky.
and Kurt.
Keep up with Ricky's life. And
Kurt. What if Kurt drives through the fast food restaurant on his way to work one morning?
Damn.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We all recognize that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So peaceful.
So peaceful. I want to play this when I go to sleep at night. So peaceful. Last week, we gave you several clues on air and online so that you could unlock our iPhone 6. We got our finalist on the phone.
Mm-hmm. We're not giving mine away, are we?
No, we're not giving yours away, Jenna. Okay. You can keep yours. So we're going to have to pick a winner now. Let's pick a winner.
Let's do it.
Let's go with Jennifer Collier. Hello, Jennifer.
Yay!
Yeah.
Don't get so excited. Not so fast.
You're not
good
out
morning.
Of, good morning, Jennifer. Don't, you're not out of the woods yet. You got to get out of the woods to grab your iPhone 6.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you the code, okay? Number by number. Okay. So the first number of our iPhone passcode is?
5.
The second number is?
2.
The third?
0.
And what is that last number?
1.
That unlocks our iPhone 6.
Girl.
Jennifer, you just won an iPhone 6.
Yay!
Yay!
You go, girl.
Oh, my gosh. What are you going to do with
it? I'm excited. Well, I still have the old iPhone 4, so I'm very excited.
Oh, that's exciting.
You can make phone calls with the iPhone 6 and take pictures and text.
You can go on Twitter.
There's so many things you can do with the iPhone 6.
So many things.
Well, I was listening this morning, and I was listening to Jenna talking about how you can check to see if you're eligible for upgrade, and I was at a stoplight, and I started to check, and then it turned green, and I wasn't able to check.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I don't think I am, though. Oh, no.
We'll upgrade it for you.
Yep.
How'd you get...
Thank you so much.
What helped you the most, the online or the on-air code clues?
I did online. I did it on Facebook. Checked every day.
Okay.
Good for you. Well, you listen every day, but you just weren't listening at the right time. Right.
Right. And I usually, because I get to work early, I usually go back and watch the show at nighttime on my iPad.
But thank you. We love Facebook. Well, now you can go back and watch the show on your iPhone 6.
Yeah.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Congratulations, girl.
Congratulations,
thank
Jennifer.
Thank you so much.
That was a good winner right there.
Great winner right there.
It's going to be such a good improvement from my roommate did the same thing. She has a cracked 4 and it cuts her finger because it's so shattered.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you still working with
hanging
this
on,
thing?
Hanging on.
Yeah, she does. She's hanging on.
Do you use Band-Aids so that you don't cut your finger?
Literally, she has her finger cuts because it's so shattered,
you know
what
I mean?
It's still intact, but I don't even know how she sees things, and she's been working with it for 8 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Just get the screen fixed. She's like, but it's $100. I'm like, I know, but you're cutting your finger.
Jenna, who was the first person you called on your new iPhone 6? Because that's a big deal when you're making that first call, because you're making the call to let them know. You know, don't you look at it that way when you get a new phone? I get so excited. It's like, who's going to get my phone?
I don't think about that.
Oh, really? I make it into a big deal.
I don't even remember. I remember the 5 and the 4, but that's as far back as I remember.
This is the only one I've ever had because I was a BlackBerry devotee.
Yeah, you were.
And so that BlackBerry Bold, I'm like, after the 4th one in less than a year because it kept freezing up on me, I was like, that's it. I'm done.
What'd you call?
I haven't made a phone call on this yet.
You haven't made a phone call on it yet?
Jenna hasn't called
anybody. Only texting. Well, I mean, who calls anymore? Nobody calls.
I just realized I haven't.
Yeah. Hashtag Jenna.
Did you text anybody?
Yeah. I took a photo of my doll.
The only text Jenna gets now are bowel movement updates from her dog walker.
That's awesome. He's probably doing that currently right now. My new dog walker, since he's a huge fan of the show, and he's awesome, Rick.
Yeah.
How's it going? He actually is walking Maximus right now, and he gives me updates after the walk. I guess that's a normal thing for dog walkers to do.
You,
Private message Jenna on Facebook if you want her to be if you want to be her first call on her iPhone. Will you do that, Jenna?
I mean, I'll call one of you guys.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a call.
I know, that just made me sad that I realized that.
Yeah, call the show, 800-543-3548.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.